Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. Hopefully everyone is enjoying their day on today. It's been an exciting week in politics, and the Dow Jones is boom, went up again. So it's been an exciting time, but we just pray that God's will be done. We want who's ever in charge at any given time that may the Lord's will be done, that we may live a peaceable life. And so we pray for all of our leaders that they do the best for the American people. Amen. So that's what we want. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you on today. Thank you for your word. Thank you for continuing to educate us and grow us and help us to take your yoke upon us, Lord, and learn of you, because your burden is easy and light, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in our lives again. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's start on John chapter 8. It took us a while to get through John chapter 7, but there was so much in there. So let's go to John chapter 8, and I'm going to read verses 1 through verse 5. Let's begin. Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple. And all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken or caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, or teacher, this woman was caught in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such would be stoned. What sayest thou? So how they even caught this woman in the very act of adultery is an interesting thought. But they found out that this woman was caught in the very act of adultery, and I guess they saw her with the man. And it's also interesting that they did not bring the man, but they bring her and they say, Moses, in his law, this person would be stoned. What do you have to say about it? Now, of course, they were trying to set Jesus up to have him go against the law so they can accuse him of not regarding the law of Moses. And so it was all a setup. But as you read through verse 11, Jesus does something very interesting there. And so I want to pick up at verse number 7. It says, so when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. So what he did when they asked him these questions, hey, we caught this woman in the very act of adultery, and the law says this, and what do you say? He didn't even answer. He stoops down and begins writing on the ground. Now, I've heard several preachers preach this before, and they say, you know what, when he stooped down on the ground, maybe he wrote down some of their sins and they recognized it, and that's what he was writing on the ground. Or he was writing names of things that only they would know, and then they felt condemned. Either way, he didn't answer directly. He just stooped down and began writing on the ground. So let's pick up at verse 9. And they which heard it said, he who was without sin cast the first stone. When they heard that, and Jesus began to write on the ground, verse 9, it says, and they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. So they felt convicted after he said, he who is without sin, let him cast the first stone, saying, none of us are without sin. not a one. The Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. And I love that because he says, no, not one, as if anybody will come behind and say, none righteous. Oh, except for me, because you know I do. Oh, no, not you either. None, not one. And I love that. And so he doesn't condemn this woman here. He makes a statement to the scribes and Pharisees, which tried to set him up and try to condemn this woman. He makes a statement to them, and they just begin to walk away because they felt convicted by their own conscience. And that is that condemnation. It's interesting when people try to judge by their own judgment. They set up their own type of standards in which to judge you by, as if all of their ducks are in a row. Let's go over to Romans. Let's go to Romans chapter 5. And in Romans chapter 5, we begin in verse 16. And it's some very interesting scripture here. All of scripture is interesting, but this pertains to what we are talking about. In Romans 5 and verse 16, and not as it was by one that sin, so is the gift. For the judgment was not, the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. And what this is talking about here is that one that sinned unto judgment was Adam. And so let me read it again with that thought. It says, and not as it was by one Adam that sinned, so is the gift, Christ, for the judgment was by one to condemnation, Adam, but the free gift, which is belief in Jesus Christ, is of many offenses unto justification. Let's continue reading on verse 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, by that one, which was Adam, by one man's offense, he went against the law of God. He and Eve went ahead and partook of the fruit. And Adam knew that it was a lie of what Satan was telling him. Eve was deceived, but Adam disobeyed, and he went against that. And so this scripture says, for if by one man's offense death reigned by this man. So death had been reigning all the way up to through to the point of Jesus Christ dying for our sins. So death was reigning. Okay. Much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one. And this one is Jesus Christ. So it's saying, if many were under the death, under the law of death, by one man's sin, when Adam let sin into the world by his disobedience, how much more are we justified by the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness that shall reign by one, and that one is Jesus Christ. And in Romans 8 and 1, it says, now there is therefore no condemnation for them that are in Christ Jesus. So by being in Christ Jesus, we are not condemned. So the people came to that woman in John chapter 8 and said, Jesus, this woman has sinned. And how do you say, should we stone her? But when you are in Christ and you believe in Christ, all of your sins have been forgiven. All of your sins have been forgiven. Think about that. I'm going to stop there today. May you continue with me on the Word and me. God bless you and have a wonderful, awesome day.